On three consecutive nights earlier this week, the IBM supercomputer nicknamed Watson beat Ken Jennings and Brad Rutter, Jeopardy's two most accomplished champions, by a final score of $77,147 to $24,000 and $21,600, respectively. IBM engineers proudly declared that the win marks the dawn of a new era in which computers will assume more and more human-like responsibilities. But not everyone is convinced. Only a game's Karen Given is chief among the skeptics.
I've always known if my older brother John appeared on Jeopardy, he'd come home a winner. But earlier this week, watching as my brother's favorite television show turned into three 30-minute commercials for IBM, I started to lose hope. What's the point of cheering for a human champion when a computer can do this?
Watson.
Who is Franz Liszt?
You are right. Watson.
What is violin?
Good. Watson?
Who is Rachmaninoff?
Okay, I get it. Programming Watson to sift through the riddles, cultural references, and colloquialisms in the average Jeopardy answer was a triumph of human intelligence. I get it. But what if computers were allowed to play all our games? Watson, come on down? How anticlimactic would it be when the final showcase was revealed and Watson quickly calculated the actual retail value? Oh, wait. That really happened with a guy named Terry Neese in 2008. Okay, well, let's take this conversation to something a little more sporty, shall we? If the relatively clunky computer in the arcade video game can win races, why couldn't a supercomputer drive a stock car to victory in NASCAR?
Turn left. Shift. Turn left.
There would be no fear, no fatigue, no emotions getting in the way of making the right move. Watson, or maybe his name would be Junior, would win the Sprint Cup Championship year after year after year. Kind of like Jimmy Johnson did in 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, and 2010. Okay, maybe one man or machine who does something better than anyone else isn't the end of the world as we know it. But there has to be at least one human competition in which smarts and steel do not outweigh human ingenuity.
That's right, it's Winter Wipeout.
I can picture it now. IBM's engineers strap skis onto Watson's smug and annoyingly swirly avatar screen and send him on his way down the slide.
Oh no. Dear Lord, help.
I feel better already.